Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting article from The Economist about Manus, an AI agent that's shaking things up. It's like suddenly AI experimentation has exploded onto the public stage.
Exploded is right. This Manus thing sounds wild, so it can like book your flights and hotels, write your marketing strategy all on its own.
Exactly. It's designed to take a task and run with it, browsing the web, making decisions, all without constant human input. It's unsettling to watch, apparently. Like a bunch of browser windows being controlled by a ghost.
Okay, creepy ghost browsers aside, this sounds incredibly useful. So is it perfect? Is this the AI butler we've all been waiting for?
Well, not quite. The article mentions that it's still pretty buggy. Confusing answers, delays, sounds like a typical beta release, honestly. They prioritized getting it out there over making it perfectly polished. It's a job done first, not job done well scenario.
Ah, so a classic move fast and break things approach. I see. But is that responsible, especially with AI? What about safety?
That's the key question. And that's where this gets really interesting. Big American labs, like OpenAI and Google, have been super cautious. They keep their AI under wraps, testing extensively before release. Think GPT-2 or Google's Bard, both held back for months, even years.
I see. Interesting. So the Chinese developers of Manus are taking a completely different tack.
Totally different. And look, there's a valid argument that this approach, releasing early, iterating publicly, could actually accelerate AI development. Think of it as a global beta test.
Right. But isn't that a huge risk? What if Manus goes rogue, starts, I don't know, spamming everyone with Nigerian prince emails or booking 1,000 flights to Antarctica?
Well, so far, no penguins have been harmed, but the article does raise concerns. The big labs worry about agentic AI, AI that has the freedom to figure out its own solutions, that can be unpredictable and potentially dangerous.
So, more power, more potential for problems. Got it. But what about this whole China versus West thing? The article mentions that.
Yeah, there's always that undercurrent. But the article argues that any company could have built Manus. It's not some uniquely Chinese technological leap. It's more about risk tolerance. They were willing to release something imperfect, something the big American labs wouldn't.
So a game changer, maybe not in terms of technology, but in terms of strategy.
Exactly. And that changes the whole safety conversation. It's no longer enough to test behind closed doors. We need systems to monitor AI in the wild, react quickly to problems, and even yank rogue AIs offline.
Makes sense. So like a rapid response team for rogue AI, that sounds intense.
It is, but it's the future, whether we like it or not. Manus has shown us that AI development is moving into the open, and we need to be ready.
Food for thought. Definitely a lot to unpack here. Thanks for breaking this down.
Absolutely. And thanks for listening, everyone. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.